for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Mark Emery, the purveyor of pot seeds up in Canada, has been arrested on the orders of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, who wants to bring him back to the States to be sentenced to life in prison as a drug kingpin.
Clearly they're targeting me because we're very good at what we do. And, you know, because they can, they have attempted to do so. And because the Canadian government is very compliant and willing to bend over to the United States government under duress, they have done so by facilitating the DEA to try and extradite me to the United States. And bear in mind, no one in Canada has ever gone to jail in the 37 years we've had a law about seeds. There are over 50 companies selling seeds on the internet, in magazines, in storefronts, all across Canada. None of them face any charges, as in fact I do not face any charges in Canada whatsoever. But my bail conditions forbid me to sell seeds and other restrictions on me, and you know, it could be as short a time as a year and a half before I'm sent to the United States. And I assure you, as I've assured everyone in Canada, that if I'm sent to extradited to the United States, you'll never see me alive again. That'll be the last time anybody sees me in Canada.
Well, Mark, the hypocrisy of this situation seems to be writ about 1,000 feet high. It is the United States and its corporations that export death through weapons and other means of destruction all over the planet.
Well, of course, and, you know, it's not like in Canada they're arresting the head of J.R. McDonald Tobacco and asking, you know, charging him with the fatalities that his company is directly responsible. Or are many breweries in Canada, from Alexander Keith to Sleeman's to Molson's. Every single president of these companies is culpable for many, many thousands of deaths that happen in Canada every year from alcohol. And, of course, no one who produces Vioxx has been charged criminally either for the deaths that they have caused with their prescription drugs, or has any manufacturer prescription drugs. No one from Smith & Wesson has ever been called to account for the deaths caused by the guns they produce. Or people who produce cars have never been brought before a court and charged with contributing to vehicular homicide through negligence or unsafe automobiles. So here you have me, who's never harmed anybody, who's only had consenting relationships, who's only ever been responsible for a liberation of people who are jailed for marijuana. I'm being targeted with the worst possible sentence. You have to understand, in Canada, we don't have the death penalty. Even if you're a multiple murderer here in Canada, the most you'll get is 25 years in a federal prison. And I actually face a longer time for what I have done that has never netted anyone to go to jail for in Canada. It's a certainty they would never let me get out healthy, alive, or in any way able to rally the movement once again.
To learn more, please visit drugtruth.net or cannabisculture.com. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.